This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan, Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. Today I am joined in the studio by the absolutely stunning Teddy Edwards.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Thank you for asking. I feel like my guests never ask me how I am.
That's rude.
Yeah, no, I know. Politest guest we've had at FUBAR Radio.
I actually got called out for not doing it before, so that's why I make an effort to do it now.
Who? You can't say. I bet you can't say.
My ex-girlfriend's friends.
Oh, well, fuck them. She's an ex for a reason, is what I'm going to say to that. So, Teddy, let's talk about you and everything that you're doing, because you are making some fantastic waves in the LGBT plus nightlife scene.
Thank you.
And, you know, helping create space for queer women, which I think is so, so important. And I have a lot to say about this, but let's first talk about you. So tell us a little bit about everything that you're doing and why you decided to do this.
Well, I was born in Cornwall in a little fishing village, so I was obviously the only gay in the village.
And I can relate.
I just always craved being around women.
Yeah.
So I moved from Cornwall to London to work in London's only lesbian bar. I was having the time of my life.
Yeah.
And then they sacked me unexpectedly. So I was like, fine, fuck you, I'll start my own night.
That's really sad. Is that the one that closed down?
Oh, no.
No, different one.
Kind of the same, but
okay.
Different.
And, I mean, I think one thing about London in general, I think, you know, we think of it as this big, amazing, inclusive city. Mm. And it is. So you think, oh, you know, London's LGBT plus nightlife scene. must be amazing. And I mean, I do have a great time, but it tends to be very catered towards gay men.
Yeah.
And there aren't many
white gay men.
White gay men in particular, white cis gay men even. And, you know, even some of the venues that are supposed to be more like for the community as a whole, supposed to be like LGBT plus venues, even a lot of those seem to just cater for the cis white gay men.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times I've been turned away from going into gay bars in London because they just want men there because they think that men spend more money, they like have more fun.
But it's ridiculous, you know, these spaces. Oh,
they think that lesbians cause trouble as well.
Well, I've never seen a lesbian cause trouble in an LGBT venue.
Because we're not allowed in.
I've seen gay men cause trouble many a time. I was once in, I'm not going to name the venue, but I was once queuing outside a venue in London. It's not the one you're thinking of. It's not the obvious one. It's a different one.
I think I've heard of that.
And there was a group of women stood in front of me queuing, just like having a chat with each other. They literally were not doing anything wrong. And I was with a bunch of other gay boys stood behind them. Mm. And we were being very loud and probably a little bit obnoxious. And we were all queuing. And when it came for the women to get to the front of the queue, the bouncers turned them away because they were being supposedly too drunk, too leery. And they weren't. They were just queuing politely and they were turned away. And yet they let me and my friends
in. That's exactly what they do. They either say that you're drunk, or even if you're completely sober, or they will say, oh, sorry, we're not letting in any more girls because if there's a fight, we can't handle it. And it's like, so you can handle a fight if it's men?
That doesn't make any sense.
They just don't want us in there because they know that men, well, they think that gay men spend more money.
But it's awful, you know, and it makes you think, you know, like, why do people start these venues? We always think it's because, you know, they want to create an inclusive space for people.
And that's white lesbians. Like, imagine what it's like for black and mixed race lesbians.
Yeah, absolutely.
So much worse.
So let's talk about your, so it's Lick Events and you also have Lick Nightclub, is that
right? Yeah, that's a new nightclub we've just opened in Vauxhall.
That's so exciting.
About a month ago.
Oh, so brand new.
Yeah.
That's really exciting. tell me about it. Give me the spiel.
Obviously, the event is much bigger. It's a bigger production. The last one was like 2,000 people. So it's like huge. But I just wanted something where people could go every night of the week and, like, I don't know, like, not be forced to go somewhere they don't want to go or not go out at all. I just wanted there to be somewhere a bit smaller that we could, like, do that, make a safe space for them.
I think it's so, so important.
It's gone down really well, actually. I'm quite surprised.
But I think, you know, like, we don't have, do we, there are no other venues, I don't think, for lesbian women.
There's no clubs.
Be wrong. There are no clubs, yeah.
There's one bar, but I wouldn't say it's for all lesbian women.
Sure. I remember moving to London in 2013 and there was a lesbian bar in Soho, just outside of Soho. Mm-hmm. And it was the only one that I was aware of.
Yeah.
And then I remember that closing down and thinking, like, literally, like, where, if you're a queer woman and you want to go out on a night and, you know, have fun with other queer women. Where do you go?
Thing. There is one bar now, but it's still not inclusive to all lesbians.
Yeah, and I know that your night it aims to, like, include non-binary people, etc.
Yeah.
as well, which again I think is something that is so massively
overlooked. It's important to even just make a point about it.
Yeah,
so that people see that it's happening.
Yeah,
and people are getting represented properly.
Absolutely. And do you think that this, these events and this nightclub, do you think that it's going to grow? And do you think that it's going to prove that there is a massive demand? And that, you know, I hate the fact that it has to be about money, but do you think it will prove that, you know, lesbians are going to spend money and they are going to go out and have fun?
When I first started the events, the first year and a half, I didn't make a single penny. It was like the max people we'd get is maybe 40, 50 people.
Okay.
And everyone told me, like, this isn't going to work. No one's ever going to, like, do this, you're never going to make money from it. And then all of a sudden it kicked off and I can't believe how quick it's got bigger.
Yeah,
like we got to like one that was 500 people and I thought, oh, we can't get bigger than that, there's not enough lesbians. And then it's like 2,000 people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's like without booking an artist or doing anything.
That's insane. And I really hope and also expect that it will continue to grow like this.
I think,
because
it will.
There's such a demand to so many women and
I think it's also reaching a lot of other women as well that might not, they might be just curious.
Yeah, sure.
I'd say like a lot of straight women have been, not a lot, but straight women have been coming to the events recently, but then you see them the next week and they've got a girlfriend.
That's
so
interesting.
So I think we're actually like, so it's making a space for people we didn't even realise we're making a space for.
Yeah, you're like providing a space for people who, you know, curious and
experimentation. And I think all women are welcome because straight women have got it just as hard with straight clubs and how horrible men can be.
Absolutely.
So I think it should be a place for everyone.
And how do you feel about, you know, often people talk about LGBT plus venues being a safe space in general for women because they're able to escape from, I don't want to paint men as predators at all, but, you know, there can be, in nightlife, I think a lot of the time, there can be quite a bit of predatory behaviour. So women...
I'd say it's better than going to a straight club. I wouldn't say it's great.
Sure.
A lot of gay men don't like lesbians. They think that we're taking up their space. You also get a lot of straight men in gay bars for some reason, like, looking out for girls.
Right.
It's bizarre. Like, I don't know why they think they're going to find a girl in a gay bar.
Maybe they think, I don't know, I'm making assumptions now, but maybe they think that they can go there because there'll be no other competition and they're aware there'll be, you know, women going along with their gay friends, etc.
Clever,
but I'm not sure I agree with
no,
it.
I'm not sure it works.
Well, it really is amazing to hear what you're doing.
Thanks.
And I only have, like, the biggest hopes and things for the future.
Me too.
If people do want to go along, so it's in Vauxhall.
The club's in Vauxhall, and then the big monthly night we do at a different place every month. Every other month we do a strip club event.
Ooh,
which
fun.
Is crazy.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
And
if you look on our Instagram, you'll see all the videos from that.
And is that the best place for people to, if people want to kind of follow along and see where they can follow you guys, is that the best place to do
Yeah, Instagram. That's where we post everything.
Amazing. Well, that's so exciting, and I'm so, so happy and proud of you. I want to talk a little bit more about you know, your little Cornwall fishing village where you came from, because I think it's something we don't talk about a lot. You know, we think, we always say, oh, life's so much better for LGBT plus people now and there are spaces for them everywhere. And I don't think that's always true. Mm. So could you tell me a little bit more about your experience of growing up in that kind of isolation?
What about, like, being gay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I never really noticed. I'm really lucky. Both of my parents are so open that I somehow must have never found the need to come out.
Yeah, sure.
So, I don't know. It's as if I was in my own world and never thought I needed to tell anyone.
Yeah.
But I'm sure people did have a problem with it, but I just never heard about it.
So, but did
they
you...
must have.
Did you struggle to find other
queer
women, though?
Oh, yeah, I didn't meet any girls. From the when I was really, really young, I'd always go away somewhere else and come back to Cornwall for a bit and go somewhere else. But there aren't many lesbians anywhere then. Like 10 years ago, I don't remember seeing any lesbians.
Yeah, because even I remember, you know, being a teenager, and I knowingly met the first gay person I ever met at 16 years old. I'm sure I met many gay people throughout my life, but I didn't know that they were.
Yeah.
I remember meeting that first gay person and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I did. I met a girl on MySpace and I made her get the coach down from Manchester to Cornwall.
Oh wow, that is
coach. That was the first time. Oh, I had met a few gay people if I went out to, like, Newquay or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I had options.
Yeah.
But even when I moved to London, before I started my events, I don't remember ever seeing any lesbians anywhere.
Yeah.
And then I started the events and all these lesbians came out the woodworks that no one had ever seen before.
And I think spreading the word is a really important part of this, because I'm sure there are a lot of queer women out there who are God, I wish we had a space, and they might not know about LIC just yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully this and doing other things will draw more attention to it, and it will
only...
It's
such a good night. Like, people just need to come and see for themselves how good it is.
Yeah, I kind of want to come, but it's not for me. I won't come, I promise.
I'll get you a job as the sound guy or something.
Yeah, just so I can keep an eye on what's happening. Would you like to expand it further? Because it's just in London as it stands, right?
I do actually have some plans that I haven't told anyone about.
Ooh, are we allowed a little exclusive here?
So next year we are trying for a big festival.
Oh, wow. That would be amazing.
That's in the plans now for next summer.
Oh, my God. That would
be
incredible.
It's not guaranteed.
Are you able to say where it might be?
It's in London.
It's in London.
Yeah.
Oh, that just sounds so exciting.
Yeah, it would be.
Oh, and I can imagine, like, you could get some amazing performers
and
things.
I know exactly what I'd book already. Won't tell you that, though.
I bet people like Emily Burns. I fucking love Emily Burns.
Who's that?
Oh my God. Well, book her. She's great.
Is she hip hop?
No, she's like, I don't know.
I don't think she'd go down very well if she isn't.
I don't know. Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe not. She's quite poppy.
Yeah
that probably wouldn't
not.
Work. Well, you could, you know, stick a bit of dance music behind her. I'm sure it'd work. Well, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks.
We're going to be playing some fun games and things very shortly. Mm-hmm. But before that, let's have a little bit of music. So this is Disco Tits, Toe Flow.
I say hi, you say hi, we stay high, you look so pretty, yeah.
toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go. I'm sweat from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go. No,
so pretty, yeah.
I'm sweat from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go. I'm sweat from head to toe. I'm wet through all my clothes. I'm fully charged, nipples are hot, ready to go.
You think I'm drunk now, but I'm not. You're so pretty.
I wanted to ask you one other thing kind of about like LGBT plus nightlife, etc. And that is, we are noticing this problem of losing venues across the board. So not just venues for queer women, but just, you know, LGBT plus venues in general. Mm-hmm. And there's some statistics that I wish I could quote, but I can't remember them off the top of my head. But I know there's a huge, there's been a huge decline in the number of LGBT plus venues. And although we do constantly have new spaces opening up, I mean, like Lick, for instance, mm-hmm. which is incredible. I think in general, we're losing them.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas as to why?
My kind of theory is that all these gay bars, especially in London, have got so comfortable knowing that they're the only place for people to go. So they've never really put that much effort into it. Like, lots of them don't even have a DJ on a Friday and Saturday night. So then these events have come along, like private events, where it's made for people to have the best time ever. So people are going to go to events rather than going to these permanent venues.
So you think that, you know, these venues
I've
themselves...
I've had no problems with people coming to my nights.
Yeah, because you make them baller.
Yeah.
I love that. That's really interesting. I never thought about it that way before.
It's like one of the bars I know of.
Yeah. I can see you want to name it,
yeah,
but you can. I'm not going to stop you. It's up to you.
I've already got in trouble for talking about them before.
Okay, fair.
They've been running for like a long time. And still, like, even now, like, years later, it's still the same crowd in there, like, older women.
Mm.
Like, they're not doing anything that young people would be interested in, so obviously nobody's going to go to it.
Yeah.
You need to just, like, I don't know, I think people are realizing that if you're gay, you don't only have to listen to pop and disco, house, like all these hip hop and bashment nights are coming out, that people actually want to listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think that is really important. Yeah, and I think it can almost be like easily done. You know, if you started an LGBT plus venue a long time ago and it's kind of had that legacy, mm. and maybe you wouldn't think, oh, you know, maybe we need to change things up a little bit.
You've just always got to change things up.
Yeah.
I change the venue every single month because else people would get bored.
Yeah.
You've just got to keep it exciting every time and always make it better than the last one.
Absolutely. And I know that whenever I hear about a new queer night, I'm always like the first along. And I'm like, oh, I want to check this out. And don't always like them, but
well,
I always
like
go
like Sink the Pink.
Yeah.
I've never been, but they get like thousands of people every month.
They do, and there's a
and
real...
Those kind of people are now going there instead of going to the bars in Soho because they think, well, these people are actually making an effort.
Absolutely. And I adore Sink the Pink. We've had them on the show before.
Oh, really?
And they do so many, you know, they have their club nights, but they also do like special performances. They do a big street party every year.
Yeah,
they do
that.
At last Christmas, I think for the past two Christmases, they've done like a Christmas show that you can go along and see, and you know, like a proper theatre production.
Yeah, I thought that was just for guys until recently. I guess it is really. It's mainly guys, isn't it?
That's a good question. I don't actually know the answer to that. I must say that every time I've gone along, it's been pretty much men. But there have been a few women there, but I would say it is majority men. Whether it's intended to be that way or if that's just kind of the way. I think it's just kind of the way it's gone.
Yeah, I think it's just the way it is.
Which is a shame. And again, it's that thing that seems to happen over and over again is that... You know, gay men tend to dominate these spaces.
I just think gay men want very different things.
Yeah.
So it's just natural that they're going to separate a little bit.
Absolutely, and that's okay. Mm. You know, I think a lot of people think, oh no, we have to create these venues for everyone. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's amazing to try and do that, but sometimes I do think there are very different interests, and it's okay that, you know, it's okay to create specific bars for lesbian women.
I think so as well.
And specific bars for gay men. That's absolutely fine. Mm. We're going to play a game now.
Okay, fine.
I'm really excited about this game. This is a game about sex toys.
Okay.
Just to throw that on you. So we've got some names of potential sex toys here, and we have to guess which ones of these are real and legitimate toys.
Right.
And which ones of these have just been completely fabricated by my lovely producers. I do not know the answers either.
So what, are you
going
to give me two options and then I've got to decide which one's real and which
one's
not?
No, we have six and we're going to go through them one by one.
Okay.
And try and figure out. There's no multiple choice.
50-50.
We don't make it easy here at FUBAR Radio. We don't do that. I don't know the answers either though, so we're a team.
Okay.
I'm not just going to throw you under the bus and let you do this on your own. So our first one is called I Rub My Ducky.
I kind of feel like that's real.
Yeah. I can see it, but I feel like it's like a rubber duck, but with like some kind of, maybe it's like got a dildo attached to it, or maybe it's like a vibrator situation, like the little beak or something, kind of like the rabbit ears. Yeah, something like that. I very much think that could be the case.
I just want to hear the other ones before I make up my mind, but I'd go.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to make this easy for you. This is supposed to be a challenge. I want you to fail.
Okay, I'd go with that's real.
I think I'm going to agree, actually, because I can visualize it. I can already see it in my head. I can see the packaging. I can see kind of how I think it would work.
I also think it's so out there, the name, that they'd put it on the list to try and trick us.
I mean, wait until you see the names of these other ones.
Wait, when do we find out if we're right or not?
Now. So we're going to commit to saying that we think this is real.
Yeah.
I think I agree. It is absolutely real. Oh. It is a combination of an innocent children's bathtub toy and a dildo. And it also comes in travel size, which is handy for when you're on the move. Because you need to get your jollies somewhere. And you don't always have a partner with you.
I know I certainly don't.
Can't
imagine going through airport security with that.
I always feel like... I've travelled with like sex toys in my bag before. And
I got caught.
Did you?
Yeah, it was in my hand luggage.
And what did they say? Were they just chill about it?
It was really awkward.
Yeah, I feel like in my head, I'm like, I'd just like style it out and be like super confident and be like, yeah, and what? But I think in reality...
I always pretend that mine's a massager if anybody like weird sees it.
Don't really think that works if it's like a rabbit or something like that. okay, let's do the next one. This one sounds a little bit painful. This is the Ouch Pouch.
I don't think that's real.
Why ouch is my question. Like, why would it be an ouch pouch?
I don't get why it's a pouch. I could get why it was ouch, but...
I could see it being... Because I'm assuming these are toys that could be used by anyone.
Unless
so
it was
could
like
be...
something that men put their balls in.
Ooh, and like it
like
squeezes and tightens. Oh my God, that's such a... Yeah, I think you might be onto something with that.
Oh, I just don't know. My feeling is to say no.
I quite like, not that, maybe I would use it. I quite like the idea of a ouch pouch, which is like you put it on your balls or someone else's balls and then it gives them a little shock. I'd quite, if that exists, I think I might like an ouch pouch. I just think it sounds like fun.
Let's get you sponsored.
Please sponsor me. If ouch pouch is real, I would like a sponsorship, please. Anyone listening out there in the airwaves. So, but you think fake?
Yeah.
I just
wish I knew the other names first, but...
Even though, like...
It kind of makes sense.
Like, I understand, like, even though, like, some toys would kind of be aimed towards pain, I just think to name it something painful... Like, when I've looked... I've, like, been in, like, many a sex shop, and, like, when I look at, like, the things that are used to inflict pain, they tend to still have, like, exciting, like, pleasurable fun names rather than a painful name.
Can't say I know.
So I don't know.
I think it's fake.
I think it's fake too. Is that what we say? Final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We are saying that the ouch pouch is not real.
Oh, I'm so
it
clever.
It is fake. Well, I'm a little bit disappointed because I'm not going to get my sponsorship now. Absolutely gutted. Oh, I'm really upset about that. If anyone would like to invent an ouch pouch, I am open to sponsorship
it's
inquiries.
Quite a good idea.
Okay, our next one, quite a simple name. The cone.
Yeah, I think that's real.
I think it's just too...
I think it's like a butt plug.
I think it has to... Like, that has to be the name of a sex toy that's real. Like, it has to be. There can't not be one called the cone.
Have they tricked us by saying it's...
Something so simple. Because if they say that this is fake, I'm going to go online and find something called the cone. Because there must be.
There must be.
It could be like a little traffic cone. You know, like a little butt plug or dildo shaped like a traffic cone.
Or it could be those things that people put on their boobs.
What's that? Like a Madonna cone, like a cone bra.
Titans or something.
Really?
I don't know. It sounds awful.
That doesn't sound pleasurable. That's the one thing I can't like. I can almost get into like pain, but like nipples, no, stay away from my nipples. They're very tender. They are. They're really tender. So we're saying, what? Oh, I don't know what to say for this, because it seems so obvious that it must be true. It must be real.
But also, would they have put? Real, fake, real, in order like that.
Don't try. Oh, I've tried to win the games by doing this before. It always backfires.
I think it might be real.
Yeah? Are you willing to bet your life on it?
No.
No, me either. I'm leaning towards real because I think it has to be.
Yeah.
It just has to be, right?
That's what I think.
Okay, yeah. We are saying that the cone is 100% real. It is real.
Wow,
a futuristic cone-shaped vibrator made of squidgy plastic, 7 inches at the base. So pull insertion is only for the bravest of people. Wow.
Definitely not for me.
Yeah, I don't think one for me either. I'm kind of disappointed that it's not shaped like a traffic cone. I feel like there's a real market for that.
Oh, yeah, it's cone-shaped.
Yeah, but not like a traffic cone. Like I'm talking
I think
like
that's pretty big.
Yeah, but like a small version of it, but like the orange and the white. Oh, I've got a picture of it. Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, 7 inches wide at the base.
No, that is horrific.
I thought 7 inches long. No, it's 7 inches wide. So it's really thin at the tip, and then it stretches down to this. Oh, my God. That looks
actually making me feel sick.
Yeah, it's my producer's highlighting only for the bravest of people. And yeah, I'm not brave enough for that. They say anything is a dildo if you're brave enough. I am not brave enough for that.
That
looks painful. It's got like a little. Is that a smiley face on it, though?
I don't know. Maybe it's a charger.
Oh, perhaps. Oh, because it vibrates as well.
Mm.
Well,
weird.
But the good news is, so far we've got 3 out of 3.
Geniuses.
So let's just carry on.
We should just open our own sex toy shop.
Absolutely. Let's do
Since
it.
We know so
and
much
we can
about
cater
it.
For everyone. I think we've got it fully covered yeah. here. The next one is the Area 51 Love Doll. I think it's like a full like blow up alien type situation, and it's either got a penis or it's got a vagina
yeah.
or maybe both. And yeah, it's just like a sex doll, but it's shaped like an alien.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think, this has to exist. This has to exist. We are saying that it is real. It is real! The aliens are coming. Wow, what a terrible pun. You can have incredible sex with an alien. Its pussy-shaped mouth, three supple breasts, suction cup fingers, and ass-shaped ears make it the kinkiest love slave in the galaxy. It's currently sold out on Amazon, so it's really, really popular. We've got a picture of it here. And wow, it really is an alien, and they've really taken advantage of the fact that it's an alien too. The mouth makes me uncomfortable. The three breasts make me uncomfortable. But and it comes with free alien lube.
Oh, that's kind of them.
Yeah, it is kind of very generous.
Oh, I kind of want it now.
Well, it's sold out, so you can't have one, I'm afraid.
Such a shame. I have to try and get another sponsor.
I love that. I would like them to do a male one as well that has like three dicks and like a dick for a mouth. And yeah, I think I would spend my money on that. I'm really painting myself as a sex fanatic today. Yeah. Don't know what's come over me this week. Okay, our next one. Oh, I hate the name of this one. A clittle less conversation, a clittle more action. You're looking at me with...
Well, it could be a gag.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's called that.
I think that's a terrible name for a sex toy. Like, call it clittle. Like, that, it just doesn't... I think that's really rubbish.
And also... It wouldn't be a gag if it's...
No, yeah, you know what? Clittle, yeah. Unless it, like, was like a... I don't understand how that would work.
No.
I think no as well. I really don't want this to exist because that's really poor marketing. Mm. So either
people have really bad business ideas.
I'm either insulting the owners of this sex toy.
Going on Dragon's Den with that.
I'm out. Yeah.
Deborah Meaden would not be impressed.
I think Deborah Meaden would go for the Area 51 love doll, though.
Oh, 100%.
She'd be all in. She'd be like, you know what? You can have all my money.
And for 0%.
For 0%. I want to be on board with this. So are we saying this isn't real?
I don't think so.
But that means my lovely producers came up with this. And, like, honestly, I expect better of them. I do. They're raising their eyebrows. False.
False.
We are saying that this is false. It is fake. I'm sorry to my producers for saying your idea was rubbish. Lovely producer Georgia came up with that one. Okay, our final one, hot doll.
A what?
Hot doll.
Hot doll.
See, this
one's important because we'd have won all of them.
We'd have got 6 out of 6, which I don't think has ever happened in the sex toy game before.
So we need to win that title.
We do need to win that title. That title would belong to you specifically.
Yeah, I need
to win. So you do need to win.
Hot doll.
It's one word. Now, it could literally be a sex toy with, like, warming in it.
That's what I originally thought.
Or it could just be, like, hot as in sexy, like a really sexy doll.
Or it could be like a hot dog, but shaped like a girl.
Oh, no, I hope it's not that. I bet it's that, isn't it? I bet it's that. Okay.
Oh, my God, it might be that.
I think it's probably that. I bet it's like a hot dog sex toy.
Tricky.
It is tricky. I feel like it's real, though. We feel like it's real?
I don't know. 50-50.
I'm going to let you decide this on your own because I don't want to be responsible.
I'm going to say it's real because...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you absolutely sure? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah, go on then, quick. we are saying that this is absolutely real. It is real. Congratulations. 6 out of 6. We'll just rustle you up one really quick.
Send it in the post.
Okay, deal. This is a dog-shaped sex doll for your furry friend. Oh, it'll
for
stop
your dog.
Yeah, it'll stop your leg getting humped when your dog is in heat. So it's literally a sex toy for your dog.
That is awful.
Or is it, like, maybe dogs need that, though? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, because, like,
I'd rather not see
they
it.
Do get wound up, don't they? Like, when they're in heat, and they do start humping everything. So maybe if you're like, you know, here you go, his little sex... I wouldn't want to watch, though. I'd be like, can you do that in the other room?
Absolutely
I don't...
not.
There's a picture of it.
Oh, that
wow.
Is awful.
I don't like... They could have at least tried to make it sexy, like make it look like a sexy little dog for the dog. You know, like a dog's not going to want to have sex with that. It's like...
don't think the dog would even decide to have sex
I don't think so either. It's just like, for our lovely listeners, it's just like a black and orange... It doesn't really look like anything.
Just made up of loads of balls.
It kind of looks like a camera, you know, those little tripods or like a camera stand.
Like
that's what it looks
grips.
Like. Yeah, so... Yeah. I'm not going to buy this one. I'm going to spend my money on the Area 51 love doll. Definitely. I've decided. Well, six out of six. I'm very Brilliant. Impressed. You should be so proud of yourself. I hope this is something that you can write home about. Yeah, you absolutely should. Let's do a little bit more music. This is Mind Games, Dan Crossley.
Still smoke every day. It's a habit I'm trying to break. Then I think of you, trying to see through the haze. You got me so caught up, so on me like a tattoo. Maybe I was easy to use. Knew I'd get hooked on you, so you took all that you could. You got me so caught up. I was addicted to you, then you fucked someone.
About the fact that you've been on TV a little bit. You've gone all shy. You were on First Dates back in 2016, I believe. Is that right?
I think, was it 2016? Yeah, it must have been.
Tell me about that experience.
I don't know what to say, really.
I didn't actually see it myself. Mm-hmm. What happened? I guess, were you like the first woman?
I think there was like one before me, maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think they had many lesbians on there then. I think they've done a lot more now, actually.
That's really good, actually. And yeah. I wish I wasn't like surprised to hear that. But I do think in kind of modern day, especially when it comes to things like those kind of like dating shows and things.
First Dates are pretty good, I think. They never try and make people look bad.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about them. They always want a happy story.
Yeah, and did you have a happy story?
Absolutely not.
Oh no, what happened?
oh god, what's that?
Wait, move in. We're just having a little rejig in studio. It wasn't. We had a minor technical issue, but I think we're good again now. So yeah, sorry, completely got derailed there. So you did not have a good experience.
No, I was open to going on there and seeing what happened. But the girl they set me up with, like, seriously wasn't my type.
Oh, okay.
But still, I was still nice to her, and I didn't, like, completely shut it down. And then about 2 days later... Oh, I really shouldn't tell a story.
I mean, you don't have to, but I am very interested now.
About 2 days later, I woke up and I had over 200 messages on Facebook Messenger because I had a nap.
Oh, my God. Over 200 messages. Yeah. That is intense.
Like mental ones.
Oh wow! That's
fine. She won't listen to this anyway.
She might be listening with keen ears if she's. Oh, that makes me a little bit sad.
I know. And she did message again a day later saying, "Oh, sorry, I was like wasted."
Oh, bless her.
It's just it's a bit much. It's not my job to like look after people that are acting like
and
that.
I'm going to be completely honest. There has been like maybe one time in my life where like not 200 messages, but like
like nasty messages as well.
Oh yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Just because you like fell asleep and
like got back with my ex-girlfriend or something. I was like, even if I did, it's not really your business.
But didn't you just fall asleep for like a couple of hours? Like how long was this nap?
It was very brief.
So not the best
experience.
To be
fair, I was actually still living with my ex-girlfriend at the time, so I can see why she was probably pissed off.
Sure, but even still, like, you don't have to, you know. I don't know why I'm giving you this advice now. It's such a long time ago.
I think she felt as if, like, we were the perfect match and that she was a bit, like, into it a bit too much.
Okay, but I mean, yeah.
But I wouldn't have ruled out, like, anything with her if she hadn't. Yeah. Been so like too much.
Yeah,
it's just really off-putting, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're well within your rights to be like,
you.
No, this was a bit much. I'm gonna step
so
back
not within my rights.
So it wasn't the best experience for you going on first dates, but we're in agreement that it's great for kind of LGBT plus representation.
Oh, definitely.
To have that a little bit more. And the fact that they wanted
and
a happy story for you
there.
Yeah,
they do try and make it very diverse on there, which I like.
Yeah, which is amazing. And I mean, in general, do you think like, because I do think we're getting more LGBT plus representation, and I'm not just talking reality TV, I'm talking, you know, films, movies, etc. And I do think we are getting to a place where it's becoming more common, especially with I'm always hyping up Netflix because I think like literally like every single one of their shows has LGBT plus characters in it. Sometimes they're the main characters, sometimes they're supporting characters. But I do think what I am going to say is I feel like it's still... we're seeing a lot more representation of gay men, for instance, and maybe not as many lesbian women.
I also think, like, when do you see queer black people being represented?
Absolutely.
Like, there is a few lesbians, say, like Cara Delevingne, and there isn't, I can't think of any off the top of my head. But can you actually think of any queer black or mixed race people that are in the public eye?
Lizzo. Love
is
Lizzo.
She?
Yeah.
Oh, is she bisexual?
I'm not sure. I know she identifies as queer, but within queer, I'm not sure.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So she's really cool.
We
like
absolutely
her.
Love Lizzo. We play like her music. Like, I'm not allowed to play her music every week. We have to make it more diverse. But like, we play her music like every other week.
Oh,
I'm obsessed.
Good. But yeah, there's not much.
I could name more like Janelle Monáe, etc. But there aren't many. I absolutely agree. And I think that's the place I think we really fall down when it comes to representation.
Definitely.
Is kind of like intersectional
even
minorities.
Like non-binary people, trans people. There's like nothing.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
People really just need to do more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because nobody still understands like what these things are, and they're never going to until people are represented and can tell their stories and be on TV shows like everybody else.
Exactly. It's so important, and until we have that, you know, young people growing up, it's going to be a lot more difficult for them to be able to kind of just accept themselves, but also be like, I think one of the things is like accepting yourself for your identity is one thing, but then going, you know, oh, I can be gay and I can be a pop star, or I can be gay and I can be an actor and doing all of these things. I think that's like the next step we need to take.
Yeah, you don't have to hide away.
Absolutely not. absolutely not. I'm being told that Lizzo is essentially pansexual, but she doesn't identify as any one thing. But I, you know, I think she's making, as a queer woman of color, I think she's making amazing waves, and I feel like
everyone, even for like body positivity, she's amazing.
That too. Like, I feel like she's
just talent. She's really talented.
She's incredible. When she starts playing the flute, oh my god,
we so good.
We absolutely love her. Well, let's have. I would play some Lizzo now, but you know what? I'm going to play another queer woman of color that I absolutely love. This is Janelle Monáe.
You're so damn electric, you. All right. You know you got that juice. You know you got that juice. You know you got that juice. Now squeeze all that passion fruit. Ain't no one fresher than you. Ain't no one fresher than you. And if they try to break you, you say,
down, down.
Waking up like ween in it, me and your jeans in it. Yellow like pee in it. Oh no, I mean mean in it. No, it ain't lean in it, but it's got a little pink in it. Kinda make you wanna drink in it. Got a little cream in it, but I feel a little lean in it. Work me up like caffeine in it. Tripping like an extra large, but the top is too small. Yeah, here let me wipe you off. Look inside, I can't wait to get you home at all. Nah, these cup holders are small. Can't believe what is in it. Tastes like a good time. My brain was foggy in my business. Yeah, short term memory fried.
Brain on.
What you got, girl, is tough as shit. Yeah. Can't nothing else fuck with it. Hey. Yeah, press please, that fresh squeeze juice. There can never be a supplement.
Hey. I got juice for all my lovers. Got juice for all my wives.
Hey.
My juice is my religion. Got juice between my thighs.
Hey.
Now ask the angels, baby. My juice is so divine.
Hey. Ain't no juice quite like yours. Ain't no juice quite like mine.
That was I Got the Juice, Janelle Monáe. Let's do our favourite part of the show. This is Sex Confession. Thank you so much to everyone who has sent in their sex confessions. If you would like to contribute sex confessions for future shows, you can do that by emailing callum@fubarradio.com. And we keep it completely anonymous, so we won't be reading your name out live on air.
Oh my God, is that what we're doing now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
Are you excited?
Yeah,
I thought you were about to say, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
I'm
going
going to leave the studio. See you later. Have a nice show. I would just sit here and read the sex confessions on my own and have a great time. But I think it's better that we have you here.
That is so
fun. please don't leave me. Okay, let's jump right in with these. Our first one is, it's how do I prepare for the first time? Just a question rather than a confession. Now, the thing is, I don't know the gender of the person asking. I don't know if they're male, female, non-binary. So maybe I'll answer this as a man and you can answer it as a woman. How's that sound?
Like straight?
Ooh, no. As a lesbian woman.
Okay.
I'll answer it as a gay man. You answer as a lesbian woman. If it's somebody else outside of those identities, we can't help you.
I feel like this isn't the best question for me because I think like lesbian sex isn't that like, it's not like a, obviously it's a big deal for a lot of people. It's not like losing your virginity like a girl and a man.
I want to say like,
that's terrifying.
Forgive me if I'm wrong for saying this and this may be problematic, but I feel like lesbian sex is probably less invasive.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And you know, you don't necessarily have to have penetration, for instance, with lesbian sex.
Well, I never do.
Exactly. You know, so I feel like, as a lesbian woman, it's probably a lot easier. And I mean, it's still daunting to have, you know, to do something like that with another person for the first time. But in terms of that kind of invasiveness feels like the wrong word, because obviously if you're consenting, you want it. But I completely understand what you mean.
Yeah.
And I feel like as well, as a gay man, like being the top partner for the first time isn't really that intimidating, but being the bottom partner for the first time is very intimidating. It's allowing, you know, another person or another object inside your body. It's a lot.
Yeah, I think it's like the pain bit would worry me the most. Whereas with a girl, you don't really have to have that.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing I always, whenever this comes up, though, say about the whole pain thing is that when I lost my anal virginity for the first time, it didn't hurt. And
really?
That's because we went very, very slow with it. We took a hot bath together beforehand and we literally like fooled around and did things for like a long time. We're talking like an hour or two before there was any penetration. So it was a very kind of slow, gentle approach to it.
That's
and because
good.
I felt very relaxed, like we lit candles, put on nice music, because I was very relaxed, it allowed my body to naturally, sorry to be so graphic, but naturally like open up. So your face then, you was like, wow, that was too much information.
I tried to lose my virginity so many times.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do it.
Like, okay.
It would either like hurt before it's even done anything, or I think I was just never comfortable enough with men to actually enjoy it.
And that's probably because you're a lesbian.
Yeah, I realise now.
But you know, even if you were, I think that's absolutely valid as well. Like, I think there's these expectations. Like, as a gay man, like I don't have anal sex anymore. I haven't had anal sex in like 7-8 years.
Really?
And it's because I realised I really don't enjoy it. And it was just because the world was telling me that like this is the thing that you have to do. You know, you don't actually have to do anything. If you don't like the idea of something, if you don't like the way something feels, etc., you don't have to do anything, you know. And that applies to everyone, you know. I think especially for straight people, there's an understanding that we must have penetrative sex immediately, and it's like, well, you don't necessarily. I feel like most people want to, but like you don't have to.
No. I think as well, like, people's idea of lesbian sex is like, but it's not really sex.
Whereas
gay
that.
Men can have like, how do you explain it, like sex together, like how do you explain that,
like penetrative sex?
Yeah.
Do you mean?
Yeah, whereas with lesbians, you've either got to use like a strap on or so I think people think that it's not so, I don't know what I'm saying,
but I mean, I absolutely get what you mean, because people say this to me all the time when they find out I don't have penetration any longer. They now say, oh, so you're not really having sex, you're not having real sex, it doesn't count. And of course it counts. Like, isn't like oral sex is in the name, it's oral sex, it's a type of sex, you know. These things are all sex, and I think it doesn't matter as long as you're enjoying yourself. Who the fuck cares? I am just gonna say for this person as well, how do you prepare for the first time? If you are talking about anal sex, loads of lube, relax if you can,
and
take
sure
your time
you
with
really
it.
And feel comfortable with the
and,
person.
Yeah, make sure you feel really,
don't
really comfortable.
Don't just do that with anyone.
Absolutely.
That's what I would say to my younger self if I was a gay man.
If you were, well, just as a person, you know, like for anyone, I think that applies.
Yeah. Apart from if it's lesbian sex, then it's not going to be so.
Sure, absolutely.
You know what I mean.
let's do our next one. I can't orgasm without an external vibrator. Is that normal? This person is female.
I think you just said something so bad.
I
I was going to say that wasn't me that emailed in, was it? That's not actually true.
I want to say, what I want to say is, I'm a gay man.
They're very addictive. That's all I'm going to say.
Tell me all your thoughts about this.
I think actually the vibrators are a dangerous road to go down because you could end up only wanting that.
But is that an issue? Yeah, okay. Because you want the natural without having to use a toy,
yeah,
I guess. But I've heard many women, I watched a documentary on this once, and I've heard many women say things like they went their whole life being unable to orgasm, and then they used a vibrator and that allowed them to. So it's not like they've become addicted to the vibrator,
yeah.
It's that they physically weren't able to climax without it, and that was the thing that allowed them to do so. And so
yeah.
I think if that's the case, then it's probably fine. But I also understand what you're saying, you know, if you become addicted.
I think for a lot of people as well is that they feel more comfortable with a vibrator than like other stuff.
Yeah, especially if there's another person there, you really have to relax into it and enjoy it, which is a lot more difficult. I think that kind of applies for all sex. It's so much easier to enjoy
but
it alone.
I do think as well that if you're doing that all of the time, it can't be good for your relationship to be just doing that.
Unless that's what you want in your relationship.
Yeah, unless both people want
that. If both people want it, then fine. But yeah, absolutely. If you know, I think trying different things and experimenting. And I would say, you know, if you cannot orgasm without the vibrator, then maybe like experimenting a little bit more might be a great thing to do, because then you know you get to try new things, and if you can't, then sod it. You're giving me such a little cheeky grin right now. I absolutely love it. I was going to say we have time for one more. We absolutely don't. We are right up at the end of the show. You've been such an amazing guest. Remind us again if people want to come and enjoy your amazing club nights.
At Lick Events on Instagram, Twitter, same on Facebook.
Amazing. So everyone should follow you there, and everyone should go head to Vauxhall and come to the nightclub.
Or once a month to the big monthly events.
Amazing. Well,
yes.
I wish you all the success.
Thank you. I would say
that I can come along, but it's a women-only space. but I'm going to encourage all the queer women in my life to go along, and I will be stalking their Instagrams to watch them having fun. While I sit at home and cry. We've been an amazing guest.
Thank
I'm going to play you out with a little bit of Aaron Porter.
How can I commit to it? I want to be the trouble, want to be the regret. Babe, we're just getting started. Just getting started. How can I resist all this? I buried every lover just to taste your kiss. And we're just getting started. Just getting started. I see you, boy. Working on, I see you, boy. You're moving closer, I see you, boy. Boy. I wanna be myself for you tonight. Cause only you can save me. Only these walls can make it right. I wanna show grace, we're protecting you. Come on, boy, let's get started on this. I wanna get started. Switch on every light you see. Expose every little part of me. Oh, yeah, we're just getting started. Just getting started. I see you, boy. Working on, I see you, boy. You're moving closer.
Can't deny that I can't walk away. can't walk away, boy. I've been waiting here, boy, to give you everything I am. I've been running, but I've been running. I wanna be myself for you tonight. Cause only you can know you can save me.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.